Today's shiur is Masechta Krisus on Daf Chof. We begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis on the seventh wide line with the words of Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah, where Rav Shimon Shazuri and Rav Shimon Oimer Loi Nechleku, they explain what the Machlokes Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua concerns, and then the Mishnah V'chulu continues to tell us the words of Rav Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, fill neschavin lilkoy teainim velikat anovim or anovim velikat teainim shchayrus velikat levanos levanos velikat shchayrus." In all of those cases where he wanted to do one iser and he did a different iser, Rabbi Lezer mechayv chatas Rabbi Yeshua poiter. And then Rabbi Yehuda adds, "Timiani im poter bar Rabbi Yeshua," but I really have a wonder, I'm amazed that Rabbi Yeshua could potter in such a case, because he has a kavana to do one iser. He wants to do black grapes, and instead he does white grapes. He inadvertently does white grapes. That in that case, Rabbi Yeshua should potter. Really, that's also chayiv. Im kein lama nemar shechata ba pratam esasik. So what do we use the pasuk about shechata ba if Rabbi Yeshua is not going to learn from that pasuk? Or if we won't learn from that pasuk, because we think Rabbi Yeshua is wrong, so what do you use the pasuk Hashachata Ba? Pratlamas Aseik, as Rashi said in the Mishnah, Behetayra Kagan Lachtachas Hatolish Vachotachas Machubar. Aval Zeh Hamas Aseik Beisr Chayiv, in the case of white grapes or black grapes, or Anovim, or Te'enim, he wants to do one act and inadvertently he does another one. That's Kavana for an Isser, and he does an Isser. So there, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we should paskin Chayiv. Where do we use the Pasuk Shechotaba? That's Pratlam Asasik, where he wants to do something that's mutter. He wants to cut something that's already cut from the ground, Tolush, and inadvertently he cuts something that is Mechubar. And now, the Gemara quotes what we have learned at the top of the Amid. It revisits what we learned at the top. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Misasik b'chalav v'arayis chayiv shekein nena. There is no ptur of Misasik when it comes to inadvertent mistakes concerning eating chalav or having relations which are prohibited arayis. There, even if inadvertently he did an iser, he would be chayiv. There is no ptur of misasik. Shekein nena, because he physically has anah, and we explained to pshatim in yesterday's shir why shekein nena makes a person mechuyiv even though he's misasik. Then Rav Nachman continues, misasik b'shabbos potter. However, misasik b'shabbos is potter because melachas machshavas osur Torah. The Torah prohibited something where a person gives proper thought about it. If he does an inadvertent action which he didn't want to do, there is a ptur of misasik. He would not bring a korban chatas for misasik on Shabbos. Amale Rav Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman concerning what Rav Nachman had just said. He challenged him from a Mishnah in Shabbos, Dav Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Vah Tinoikos, the case of Tinoikos, which we're going to see in a moment, has to do with bris mila. The act of mila itself is chovel. It's causing damage in the flesh of the child. And if it's on Shabbos and it's not bismano, if the mila was not supposed to take place on Shabbos, for example, the boy was born on Sunday, so his bris is the next day on Sunday, and if someone were to make a mila on Shabbos, he would be mechal Shabbos. However, if the child was born on Shabbos a week ago, now on this Shabbos, there's the mitzvah of mila is docha, the iser of chavola, which is normally a tolda of shochet, of slaughtering an animal. That's why making a chavola, a damage in the flesh, is a tolda of shochet. So if it's mila bismana, it's docha Shabbos. And we do the mila even though it's Shabbos. However, if it's a mila not in the proper time, it's not a mila that's supposed to take place on Shabbos, so then the halacha is it's either early or it's late, but it's not supposed to take place bo biyom on Shabbos, then the halacha is that a person, if he did the milah, would be chayiv for chavola. So now let us see the Mishnah that we are referring to. Vatinoik is the case of the tinoikis. Dechi misasik dami. It's like a case of misasik. As Rashi says, he had kavana to mal. There were two children, and he wanted to do the bris milah on one child, which was permitted to do. And instead, he did it on the child that was not permitted. What would shaygig be, says Rashi? He did it on the child that he wanted to do it to. However, he thought that that child was a Shabbos baby, and in fact, it was born on Sunday. And today, being Shabbos, was a day early. It wasn't yet the time for the bris milah to take place. And it's not Doiche Shabbos. So this case is comparable to Misasek. Utnan, we learned there in the Gemara and Shabbos, the Mishnah and Shabbos, of Kuflam and Zion Amid Aleph. Mi shohoi lo shnei tinagi, someone who had two children to make a bris milah. Echad lamal b'Shabbos, one was supposed to have milah on Shabbos. Ve'echad lamal achor Shabbos, and one was supposed to have a bris milah on Sunday, because it was born last Sunday. V'shachach u'mola shel achor ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. And by mistake, as Rashi had explained, he wanted to do bris milah on the Shabbos baby. But by mistake, he did the bris milah on the wrong baby. So Rabbi Lezer mechayv chatzis, Rabbi Shua poiter. In this case, Rabbi Lezer says, you are chayv chatzis, and Rabbi Shua poters. And now the Gemara analyzes, ad kamli poter Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua only poters over there in the case of tinoikis elamishum, dekesavar tov bedvar mitzvah, v'lo yasa mitzvah poter. As the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that Rabbi Shua learns from the psukim, that if someone makes a mistake in a dvar mitzvah, in other words, he's torud b'dvar mitzvah, he is occupied in the dvar mitzvah, and inadvertently, instead of doing the dvar mitzvah, he did not do the mitzvah, there's a special ptur. Avol misasik b'dover d'lav mitzvah. But let's say he is busy not with a mitzvah. For example, in the case of the tenoikos, both children, their bris was supposed to be on Sunday. But instead of doing child A, he inadvertently did child B. But even child A would have been a bris that was not supposed to be done on Shabbos. And therefore, there would be an Isser Chavola. So in that case, where he inadvertently did a bris milah to be, a filler Rabbi Shua Mechayiv, even Rabbi Shua is Mechayiv. Or in the case, Rashi says, of taking a fig off the tree, he wanted to take one teina, and instead of taking that teina, he took a different teina. So there, Rabbi Yeshua would be Mechayiv. He was only panters in the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuflam at Zion, because there it's a case of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, because the child that he wanted to do to the Milah to was actually Mechuyiv in the Bris Milah. And it would have been Doiche Shabbos. It would have taken care of the Chavolah, because it's a Milah on Shabbos, on the correct day of Shabbos. So the only reason he patters it is because he's a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. He was busy with a mitzvah, and he made a mistake. Instead of doing a mitzvah, he did something that's not a mitzvah. Then he's patter. But if it has nothing to do with a mitzvah, if both children are not a mitzvah, so then Rabbi Yeshua would be Mechayiv. Aye, it's a case of Misaseh. So what are you saying, Rav Nachman? But by Shabbos, and it seems to be everybody agrees to this, certainly, according to Rabbi Lezer says, even by Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, you're Chayiv. He doesn't give a Ptur of Misasek. But even according to Rabbi Shua, it's only by Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. But without a Dvar Mitzvah, even Rabbi Shua would be Mechayiv. So how could you, Rabbi Nachman, say that Misasek B'Shabbos is Potter Amar Loi? Rabbi Nachman responded, Hanach L'Tinoikis, leave alone Tinoikis. Hoyul Mekalk B'Chabur Chayiv. As Rashi brings down the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Dalam at Beis, call a Mekalkim Pturin, all the Mekalkulin on Shabbos are Potter. If you damage something, Chutz Mechayiv L'Maver. We find two examples on Shabbos where even though you're being Mekalkul, you're destroying, and yet you're Chayiv. One is Chayvel, a person who damages someone else, makes a Chabura, blood comes out. That's a case of Mekalkel, and there you're Chayiv on Shabbos. Or Mavir, making a fire, where you are destroying something, and yet you're Chayiv. So since by Mekalkel, where you're normally potter because it's not a malachas machsheves, it's not a productive thought out thought to do a constructive malacha. So mekalkel is potter because it's not a malachas machsheves, and yet b'chabura you tell me that mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, it's an exception. So you see there's no halacha of malachas machsheves by mekalkel. If so, misasig, which is also, as Reb Nachman learnt above, a p'tur in malachas machsheves. Since there's no mekalkel to potter b'chabura, so too by chabura, where you speak about bris mila, there's an is of making a chabur if it's not a mitzvah. So there it's a case of misasek if you inadvertently did mila to the wrong child. But since mekalkel b'chabur is chayv and you're not worried about melechus machsheves, so hu adin, misasek b'chabur is also chayv and we're not worried about melechus machsheves. Continues the Gemara with another question. Esvei Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Shmuel, asked Shmuel from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, even if his kavanah was to gather figs, and he gathered grapes, or anovim velika tainim, inadvertently he got the tainim, or he wanted to get shchayrois, black figs, velika levonis, and he got white figs, or he wanted to get levonis, velika shchayrois. So in all of these cases, says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, asked the Gemara, v'hocha, misaseku, this is a case where he did his malacha inadvertently. Rabbi Yeshua nami loy kapater ela min mino lemino. The only time Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says it's potter by misaseg is from the black to the white, or from the tainim to the anovim, from one type to another type. Aval b'chad mino. But let's say it would be that he wanted to take these figs and inadvertently he cut off other figs. So there's no difference between black and white. There's no difference between tainim and anavim. Then a filler, Rabbi Yeshua Mechayiv. Then Rabbi Yeshua would also be Mechayiv. And as the Rishash explains Rashi, the Gemara is asking a very fundamental question here. As we learned in yesterday's shir, there are two limudim, there are two sources for misasek. One is a shechata ba, pratla misasek, and the other one is that it's not a meleches machsheves, and only meleches machsheves osra Torah. So the Gemara is asking, this is Rav Yehuda's question on Shmuel, that from our Mishnah it would seem that if there was an inadvertent mistake made from one min to the same min, from grapes to grapes, there Rabbi Yeshua would be Mechayiv. This would seem to indicate, not like Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that the reason that Misasik is potter is because of Meleches Machsheves. Because if it was Meleches Machsheves, then even in one min, it should be potter. We're being medayik from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua would be Mechayiv in that case. That would only make sense if the Makar of Rabbi Yeshua is Asher Chata Ba. So then we could say Asher Chata Ba means that there has to be some change. Either, like we learned in the Gemara before, from Heter to Isser, he wanted to pick up or cut Tolush, and instead he cut Mechubber. Or he wanted to cut one Mechubber, and he cut a different mechubber. He cut grapes instead of tainim. He cut black figs instead of white figs. So then, Asher Chotobo, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is telling us you have to have kavana for this maisa, and you didn't have kavana for this action. You had kavana for a different action. But if you had kavana for tainim, and you cut tainim, but it was a different bunch of tainim that you cut inadvertently, that the Gemara is being medayik, or Rabbi Yeshua is mechayev, because Rabbi Yeshua, we're going to say, is going to learn from Asher Chata Bo. So how could you, Shmuel, say that the Ptura of Rabbi Yeshua is Malachas Machsheves? If it's Malachas Machsheves, then it should require that the tainim that you are cutting, those are the ones that you have kavana to cut. And any deviation whatsoever, even in the same min, from one taina to another taina, the halacha should be your potter if the makar is meleches machsheves. Amar Lei, so Shmuel responded to his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda's question, and he referred to him as Shinina. We find this a title that Shmuel gave to Rav Yehuda very often. It means you sharp one. Shvoik mas nisen. Leave the simple pshat of the Mishnah alone, because you're right. If you learned the simple pshat of the Mishnah, then it would be difficult, because the chayre, the diik would be that Rav Yeshua would be mechayiv in a case of chad mina, and that would be difficult on my pshat that I said that the source is melechs machsheves, and if so, it should be potter even bechad mina. Leave over that pshat. V'sa basroi, come after me. Learn pshat in the Mishnah, Ein Echanami, it's going to be a chiddush to kipshat. It's not the simple pshat, but if you follow me, your question will be answered. And here we're speaking about the Mishnah. That when he did the inadvertent act, he also at the same time forgot what he was trying to collect. What's the case? Originally, his goal was to collect grapes. The shochach, and he forgot. When he stuck out his hand, at that moment, he forgot that he needed grapes. And at that moment, when he's doing the actual act, in his mind, he's thinking that I need figs. And then he also inadvertently, instead of cutting the figs which he was thinking of at the time of the act, his hand went to cut off the grapes, and that's what he actually cut off. So it comes out in the end, he's thinking over what he did. Oh yeah, Itaka needed grapes. I didn't even need Tainim. So my inadvertent mistake of going from the Tainim to the Anavim actually accomplished my initial goal, which was really Anavim. So in that case, is that considered Misasik where you're potter? Rab Lazar Saver Harinasa Kavanasi. His ultimate objective, his ultimate goal was fulfilled. That's not Misasik, you're Chayiv. For Rabbi Yeshua Saver and Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, you're potter. Hare it was not fulfilled, his intention, his ultimate goal, and his thinking when he did the act. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, Einich Anami, it came out because of his inadvertent mistake to take the grapes instead of the figs. He accomplished what he had set out to do to begin with. But since at the time of the act, he wasn't thinking of grapes, he was thinking of figs, and by mistake he took grapes. So that's also a tour of Miss Asek, and Rabbi Yeshua would say it's potter. So now what Shmuel is answering, the way Tysus in the bottom Tysus Hakamayaskinen explains, Tysus is saying that Einachanami, if it's just a case where it was not of Malakit Meliboy, and he wanted to take these grapes, and inadvertently he took other grapes, then Einachanami, Rabbi Yeshua would say it's potter. Because you're right, it's not Malachas Machsheves. I still maintain that the source of Rabbi Yeshua is Malachas Machsheves. And if it's Malachas Machsheves, even Bechad Mino, you're not accomplishing what you wanted to accomplish. You wanted to cut these grapes, and you cut the other grapes. It would be Potter. Our Mishnah, where we have a diuk that Bechad Mina is Chayiv, it's speaking about Bechad Mina in a case of Ovid Malakid Maliboy. And then, even if you held Malachas Machsheves, it would still be Chayiv. It would only be a Ptur where there was a fundamental change because you wanted at the end Te'enim, and instead you took Anavim, which was your objective to begin with. But because at the time when you went to the Anavim by mistake, in your mind you were thinking by mistake that you wanted Te'enim. So there, Rabbi Yeshua says that that is a case where you would be potter, because you're not accomplishing what you're thinking of at the time when you're doing the act. You want at that moment Te'enim, and instead you're inadvertently taking Anavim. However, if it would be the same case by one min, here Ein Echanami. Here we could be medayik that Rabbi Yeshua would say Chayiv, as Tosfos explains. In other words, he wanted to take one cluster of grapes, and he sticks out his hand to cut that cluster of grapes, and at that moment his mind is telling him he wants a different cluster of grapes, and then he inadvertently cuts the original cluster of grapes, which he really wanted to begin with. This would be a case of Ovid Malakit Meliboy in the same min. Here, Rabbi Yeshua would hold that the halacha is chayiv. And Einichanami, this is the diak. It's only by two minim where he holds potter. But if it would be only one min in this case, he would hold chayiv, because even if it's like Shmuel says, the source is Malachas Machsheves, this would be considered Malachas Machsheves. Because since at the beginning he wanted this cluster of grapes, and at the end he got this cluster of grapes, the fact that in the middle his mind told him that he wanted a different cluster of grapes, and then he made a mistake and he took the original cluster of grapes, which was his entire goal and objective, that would not be that little deviation from what he originally intended to do would not be considered a problem, a chesor in a malachas machshavas. And he would be chayiv, he would only be potter in such a case if it was two minim. However, where we don't have a case of Ovid Malakit Meliboy, where he wanted to take one cluster of grapes, and inadvertently he cut off a different cluster of grapes, without a problem of Ovid Malakit Meliboy, there Einichanami, Rabbi Yeshua would hold that it's not Malachas Machshavas, and there, Einichanami, you would be potter. This is how Tosfos explains the answer that Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmuel gave to the question that Rabbi Yehuda posed on our Mishnah. Till now, Shmuel was able to deflect the question from our Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda, from Min Echad, by saying that it's speaking about Ovid Malakit Meliboy, but Einichanami, without this special case of Ovid Malakit Meliboy, just a case of Misaseik in the same Min, from one grape cluster to another grape cluster, Einichanami, Shmuel holds in Rabbi Yeshua that he would say it's Potter. On this explanation of the Mishnah, we are now going to ask a question as we turn to Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Masa Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia says that you cannot say Shmuel's Pshat in the Mishnah. Why? Because we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Shizuri, Rav Shimon Oimrim, Leinechliku al Dovashu Mishem Echot Shu Chayiv, that the Machlokes Rav Lesnar Rav Yeshua is not concerning something that has the same category of Isser. There, everybody would hold that he is Chayiv. Ela al nechlik, where's the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? Al dover shu mishum shnei shemois, on something that has two categories. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Elazar says you're chayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua says you're poiter. Rashi in the Mishnah explains shnei shemois, either that the person had a suffix in his yediyah, he didn't know, was he over on kaitzer, or was he over on taichen, on grinding. And Rashi also said that it's speaking about where he was misasek. He inadvertently did a different isser than he had wanted to do. Both of these are included in Shnei Shemus. And the Orach Lener explains, where does Rashi get this from? And we see that that's the Mahalach here of the Gemara as well. Because Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon. And we don't exactly know what the difference is. In the Mishnah, we pointed out that it was not clear how Rabbi Yehuda is arguing. He seems to be saying the same thing as Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon. But that is only because Shnei Shemus, Rashi understood, means including Misasek. Because Rabbi Yehuda speaks about when he wanted to be Malakeit Anovim, and instead he took Tainim. Or he took black Tainim, and he wanted to take white Tainim. So there, it's not the suffix in Yediyah, he doesn't know what he wanted. There, Rabbi Yehuda is focusing that it's not the suffix Yediyah, he doesn't know what he did wrong, but rather he's focusing Rabbi Yehuda on him doing something inadvertently. And he seems to be arguing on Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon. Must be that Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon are also speaking about where he did something inadvertently. That's why Rashi in the Mishnah, in fact, learns that it's not only a suffix, as we had in the whole Mishnah, suffix chelev or noiser, suffix his sister or his wife who's a nida, where he doesn't know exactly what Aveira he did, but he's not aware exactly of the Aveira he did. That's one place where there's a Machloikis Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. But there's also a Machloikis in Misasek. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about. So that's where we get that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri must also be speaking about Misasek. And now, if so, the Gemara wants to know exactly what the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, my comrade, the Gemara wants to know now, what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda saying? How is he arguing on Rabbi Shimon and Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda understands that we're saying the pligi ben eschavim lelaket anav lelaket tainim. As Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, he wanted to gather anav and he gathered tainim. Or shchayris lelaket levanis. Or black and he collected actually white. So anavim utainim, shchayris ulevanis, these cases of grapes and figs or black figs and white figs, mind you, what are they? Shnei shemois. That's a case of shnei shemois. So Hainu Reb Shimon Shazuri. We've established that Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shazuri, as Rashi said in the Mishnah, must also be explaining the Machlokes Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua having to do with Misasek. And not only a Suffolk Yediya, I'm not aware exactly of the Avera that I did, but it's speaking about where I did an Avera inadvertently. I did something different than I intended to do. That's also called Shnei Shemus. Then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, they're arguing about black and white or grapes and tainim. So the Gemara is asking, that is Shnei Shemus. If so, Rabbi Yehuda, my Yosef Lashminen, what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to tell us? How is he different than Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon? Elalav, because of this question, we're going to have to say that Misasek Ikeb Benai, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda understood the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua differently than Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri understood it. As Rashi explains, Yehuda heard from Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that they understood the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is speaking exactly in what Shmuel told us, his Chiddush to Kipshat in the Mishnah, the Ovid Malakid Maliboy. That's where you have a Machlokes, says Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. That's the Shnei Shemus, where he forgot what his original goal was, and he wanted to get originally grapes, and then he thought he wanted to get figs, and inadvertently he got grapes. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. That's how Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon understood what the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is. Rabbi Elazar says chayv, and Rabbi Yeshua says patur in that case. But what would be in a pure case of misasek? There, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon both hold that even Rabbi Elazar would be moited to Rabbi Yeshua that a misasek, a clear misasek, would be patur, even according to Rabbi Elazar. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing and saying, no, you know what the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is? Not in a case of Ovid Malakit Maliboy. The machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is in Misasek itself. So now the Gemara continues. The Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Misasek Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Rabbi Elazar that Rabbi Elazar will hold Misasek Chayiv. Of course, Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold in Misasek Potter. But when the Gemara here says Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Misasek Chayiv, he means in Rabbi Elazar. Not like you, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and Rabbi Shimon hold. As the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Savri Misasek Potter, you hold in Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, everybody holds a pure case of Misasek is Potter. He wanted to do one thing and he did another, that it is Potter. And you're saying that the whole machlokes is by Ovid Malak and Malibi. It's only then that Rabbi Elazar says that since his goal, his initial goal was eventually in the Skayim, that's a case where it's Chayiv. But if his original goal was not Niskayim, he did something inadvertently different than what he had planned to do, you're saying that Rabbi Elazar holds Potter On that, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I hold in Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Chayiv, and that itself is the very machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But if this is the pshat in the Mishnah, then it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is not like you said, Shmuel, in Avad Malak and Malibai, because that's good for what he's arguing against Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. They are the ones who say the machloikis is in Avad Malak and Malibai. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Yehuda says the machloikis is in Misasik. And if so, it comes out that it's only in Misasik with Te'enim and Anovim, or Shchairis and Levanois. But if it would be in one min, then it would come out that Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's Chayiv in one min. It's only in two minim that Rabbi Yeshua potters, but in one min it's Chayiv. So the question comes back on Shmuel, according to you, that the whole source of Rabbi Yeshua is Malachas Machshavas, and by Misasik, even in one min it should be potter, the way we're learning the Mishnah now. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that in Misasik, Rav Yeshua says that it's potter, but it's only potter in Shnei Minim, and in Min Echad it would be Chayiv, Kasha, back to Shmuel. Says the Gemara that Shmuel answers, Loi, this is not correct. Misasek divri akol potter. If it's a case of misasek without the special case of Ovid Malak and Maliboy, but he wanted to do one iser and inadvertently he did another iser, then everyone would hold, even Rabbi Lezer would agree to Rabbi Yeshua that the din is potter. And Shmuel says that this is the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Chazuri and Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Shimon and the sheet in Oistalad says it should read, the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Chazuri, Safri, there of the opinion that Shachet Malakit Meliboy, B'Shem Echad, the Rekol Chayiv, that if he wanted to get grapes, and as he puts his hand out to get one cluster of grapes, he's thinking that he wants to get a different cluster of grapes. And then inadvertently, he cuts off the original cluster of grapes that he had wanted. So if it's one min, and it's a case of shachach malakid miliboy, if it's in Shem Echad, if it's grapes and grapes, divrei kol chayiv, everybody holds chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Chazuri. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? B'shnei Shemois, where he wants to get grapes, and then when he sticks out his hand, he's thinking that he wants figs, and then accidentally he cuts off the grapes that his original goal was to take. So if it's Shnei Shemois, grapes and figs, there is where you have the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But if it's in Shem Echad, grapes and grapes, and it's a case of Ovid Malak and Maliboy, there Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Jazuri hold that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua will say that the din is that you are chayiv. However, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says that loishna b'shem echad, it doesn't make a difference whether it's grapes and grapes, v'loishna b'shnei shemes, or whether it's grapes and figs. And if it's a case of Ovid Malak and Maliboy, in both of these cases, pligi, that Rabbi Eliezer holds in both cases chayiv, and Rabbi Yeshua holds in both cases potter. So according to this explanation of Shmuel in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Jezuri, it comes out that Rabbi Yeshua holds potter by Ovid Malak and Maliboy, even b'min echad, and this will be different than what the Gemara said before in your Testament base. There the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Yeshua, that where it's Ovid Malakid Maliboy by min echad, there it would be chayiv. Here the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds in Rabbi Yeshua that it's potter, and even that is considered a chsorin in Malachas Machsheves. And now Rashi explains that when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is in a case of Te'enim and Anovim, and it's also in a case of Shchairis and Levonois, so Te'enim and Anovim are Shnei Minim. And now the Gemara is having charata from what it held before. Before it held that Shchairis and Levonois, black and white, are considered two minim. Now the Gemara says, no, they're considered one min. And that's the very point that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Shazuri. Whereas Rav Shimon Shazuri say that the machloikis is only by Te'enim and Anovim, which are Shnei Shemois, but Shchoirim and Levonois, which are one, there's no machloikis, it's Shem Echad, there's no machloikis, everybody holds that it is Chayiv, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't make a difference whether it is Shnei Shemois, Te'enim and Anovim, or Shem Echad, which is Shchoiris and Levonois, we still have a machloikis in both cases between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yehuda mention both cases? So the Meforshim explain that he wants to show the strength of Rabbi Lezer and the strength of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer holds Chayiv even by two Shemus, and Rabbi Yeshua goes to the other extreme and he says Potter even by one Shem. Rava Amar Lekadem Ika Benayu. Rava gives another answer to the Kasha on Shmuel from our Mishnah, and he says that if it's speaking about Misasek, then everybody will hold that it is Potter, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, even if it's in one Min. They will hold like Shmuel that it's not Melechus Machshavas, and it is Potter. What is the Machloikis in our Mishnah between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon? And Rav Shimon Jezuri, they're arguing when he wanted to, as Rashi explains, when he wanted to cut two fruits off a tree. And he wanted to have a certain order. First A, and then to cut B. And when he went to cut A, he inadvertently cut B. And when he went to cut B, he inadvertently cut A. So Rav Shimon Shazuri are of the opinion that that's where the Machlokes Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua is. That Rav Lezer says Chayiv in that case, and Rav Yeshua says Potter. But that's only if it's in Shnei Minim. If it's two different kinds of fruits, if it's Te'enim and Anovim. However, if it is black and white, which the Gemara now is going, the black and white Te'enim are all considered Min Echad, then according to Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Shazuri, there will not be any Machloikis. Everyone will hold that since he wanted to get Te'enim and he got Te'enim, we're not concerned with the order in which he got the fruit, and he will be Chayiv. This will not be any reason to potter him. On this, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is not only by two fruit, but even by one fruit, that Rabbi Lezer says if he got the order wrong, he is Chayiv by two fruit or by the same fruit. And Rabbi Yeshua says if he got the order wrong, then he is Potter. And again, there's no difference whether it's two separate fruits or it's the same fruit. But in a case where he wanted to do one fruit and inadvertently he got a different fruit, then even in Min Echad, according to Shmuel, that's a classic case of Misasek, and there, according to everybody, Shmuel maintains his pshat that it is Potter. This is Rav's teretz to Shmuel. Says the Gemara of Vahatanya, as Rashi says, Siyata, this is a raya to the Yisoid that Rav just told us. We learned in a braisa, Hoylef understand there's Dokas. If somebody had in front of him two lit lights, two candles that were lit, and now the Shita in Oisches says that the next word is not a ruchais, but rather oikivuyois, or he had two lights that were extinguished. V'nischavin lichbois ezu v'kibezu. In the case when the two candles were lit, he had kavana to extinguish one of the candles, and instead he extinguished a different one. Lahadlik ezu vehidlik ezu, or he wanted to light one candle and instead he lit the other candle. Rashi says that these cases are all speaking about where he had a shigigas Shabbos or a shigigas Melachas. He forgot it Shabbos, or he knew it Shabbos, but he forgot that this is a Melacha that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Melacha is his Potter. Why? Because Rashi says this is Misasek. Yet Kav wanted to do one Isser and inadvertently he did another Isser. Misasek on Shabbos is Potter. But what about if he wanted lahadlik velichbois? He had one lit candle and one extinguished candle. And he wanted to light the extinguished candle and he wanted to extinguish the lit candle. But what order did he want it in? He wanted to first light and then extinguish. How would he do this? He would blow on the lit candle and the flame would shoot out and it would cause the extinguished candle to be lit. And as he's blowing, the original candle that was lit would become extinguished. So his kavana was to be madlik the extinguished one first, and then to lichbois to extinguish the one that was originally lit. And what happened instead? Vekiba vehidlik. Instead, he extinguished the lit one. And as the Oracle Ner says, as he extinguished it and it turned into a charcoal, a spark flew off and lit the extinguished one. So his order was just the opposite. He extinguished first, and then he lit the one that was previously extinguished. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says it makes a difference. Bin Hashima Achas, if he did this all in one breath, then he's chayiv. But if he did it b'shtei neshimas potter, and here the Shita puts in Ois Yud, extra words, and the Gemara is now going to ask a kashu. And the words that are missing are b'neshima achas chayiv, and now we return to the Gemara, pshita. So in other words, the Braisa told us two halachas here at the end, that if he did this reversal of kibui and then hadlaka in one neshima, in one breath, he blew out the candle and the spark went and lit the other one in one breath, he's chayiv. However, if he did it in two breaths, then he is potter. And the Gemara asks on the first halacha, b'nishimachas chayiv, that's pshita. Why shouldn't he be chayiv? So the Gemara answers, mao, the same I would have thought, lo yisavet machshavte, that what he had in mind didn't happen. Because his intention was first to be madlik the extinguished one and then to extinguish the one that was lit. When he actually did it, he did the opposite. Kiba, first he extinguished the lit one, and then a spark went and lit the other one. I would say it's potter because it wasn't done as he had planned, and maybe this is also chsorin melechus machshavas kamash malon, that it's not chsorin. Why nehedak dumi, and we take out the word nami, nehedak dumi loy magdim einach nami, he was not magdim as he wanted the lighting before the extinguishing, but achuri nami loy ma'acher. We cannot say that he reversed the order either, because, as Rashi explains, since it was all done in one breath, so in one breath you cannot say something happened before the other. It's only in two breaths that you could say this act, this breath, caused the light to be extinguished. The other breath caused the extinguished light to be lit. And therefore, it's not in the right order, and therefore, in Echlami, it's Potter. And from here, we're bringing a raya from the case of Potter to Rava, that if a person's seder, if the order does not happen, then that's considered a problem of Melech's Machshavas, and he would be Potter, because when he wanted to do one act, he actually did a second act, and when he wanted to do the second act, he did the reverse. He did what he had planned to do first. So it comes out that he doesn't have kavana on each act, what he wanted to do, and therefore the halacha is potter. But if it's neshima achas, you cannot say in one act that it's considered that one thing happened before the other, and therefore over there the din is chayiv.
Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan learned in a braisa, hachayte gecholim b'shabbes chayiv chates. If somebody shovels coals from a pile of burning coals into a keli, as Rashi explains, and by doing so, the upper coals go to the bottom of the keli. Now they're covered by the coals that used to be at the bottom of the pile. So the bottom coals become extinguished, and the top coals come on fire. So the Tanakhama says, Chayiv. He's Chayiv one Chatas. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik Chayiv Shtayim. He's Chayiv Tum Mnei Shehu Mechabes Al Yoynes, because he's doing the Isser of extinguishing the top coals, as Rashi explains that they are now covered by the previous coals that were at the bottom of the pile.
So they get extinguished. Umavir, and he is lighting Esatachtonius. He's lighting the ones that were at the bottom of the pile that are now going to the top of the Keli. They are now being lit. And therefore, he's chayiv first for Kibui of the previous Elyonis, and then for Havora, lighting the ones that are now on top that used to be at the bottom of the pile. Ask the Gemara, but Maya Skinen, what are we speaking about? If he has intention both to extinguish the top ones and to cause the bottom ones that are now on top to become lit, if that's his intention, my time is on the potter. What is the reason of the Tanakhama who says there's only chayv one chattas, he should be chayv two chatois, one for kibui extinguishing and one for havor for lighting? Ella deloika mechavan lahavir. You must say it's speaking about, he doesn't have kavana to light anything. He wants everything extinguished. So my time of the manda mechayiv tarti. What is the reason of the Tana Reb Shimon ben Elazar who said in the name of Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik that you chayiv too? My time of the manda mechayiv tarti. What is the reason that they say you're chayiv too? You should only be chayiv one. If he wants the top ones extinguished, and he does not want the bottom ones to become lit, he wants them all to be extinguished. And what happened was that, although that was his intention, but the bottom ones, when they went to the top, did become lit. So then, as Rashi says, that's a case of Mesasek. He thought he's doing something mutter, that it would stay extinguished, and instead it became a dover usser, it became lit. So that's a case of Mesasek for heter, which became isser. It's inadvertent. He should be potter. So what's the reason of the one who says you chayv too? And so the Gemara, Rebbe Blazer, Rebbe Chanina, Damer Tarvayu, they both said, Kigoyin. He had kavana to extinguish the top ones, kidei laharis tachtonis, in order to light the bottom ones. So as Rashi explains, he is, and we'll soon see that Rabbi Yochanan says this befeirish, that he is a blacksmith and he needs coals that are not burning with fire, but are extinguished and there's only a slight spark in the coals. That's what he needs for his work. And the top coals are larger than the bottom ones. So what he really needs is that the lit top ones should become extinguished. However, he also has intention to be mavir, to light the tachtoinos, even though for him it's not good when they're lit, because he works best with coals that are extinguished and have a little spark in them. But he knows that in order to get the large upper coals, to get them extinguished, he's going to have to put them at the bottom of the keli, covered up with the smaller coals that are now at the bottom. And he knows that the smaller coals will light up, which is not good for him. But you can't say he's misasik, that he doesn't have kavana to make the present tachtoinois light up when they go on top of the elyoinus. He has kavana. You can't say it's misasik. What is the machlokes between Tanakama and Rab Shimon ben Elazar? The Tanakama holds mekalkel bavora potter. We know that on Shabbos, things that are destructive are potter. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, as we mentioned before, says there's two exceptions. One is Chavola, and the other is Havora. He, however, the Tana Kamma disagrees with that, and he holds that Mekalkel Bavora is potter. That over here, where the blacksmith considers the lighting of the tachtoinis to be a kilkul for him, it's destructive, so he considers havor like all other malachas. It's not an exception to the rule that call a makalkal and pturin, that you're potter if you're makalkal, if you destroy something on Shabbos. You have to do a constructive act and not a destructive act. He believes that havor is like all other malachas, makalkal, havor, potter. And that's why, in this case, he's only chayiv for extinguishing the elyoinus. He's not chayiv for lighting up the tachtoinus. That's makalkal for him. Makalkal bavoris pater. However, Reb Tzadik Omer, Chayiv. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says, Mekalkel Bavoras Chayiv, as the Gemara said in Bava Kama, that there's two exceptions to the rule of Kol Mekalkel Peturin. One is Chavola, Chayvel, and the other is Havora. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik holds, there'll be Chayiv too. One for being Mechabe, the Elyonis, which is what he wants, but he'll also be Chayiv for the Kilkel of lighting up the bottom ones, because he knows that that's the only way he can extinguish the top ones. So he has kavana for both. Aye, it's kilkel. It's not good for him when the bottom ones are now lit. But he holds mekalk bavora is chayiv. V'cheinom Rabbi Yochanan ben Apakshanu. That so Rabbi Yochanan learned that this brisa is speaking about a blacksmith, and for the blacksmith, he needs both malachas, the kibui malacha and the havora malacha, although for him it's a kilkul, but he needs it, he has kavana, and then we have the machloikas. It's not misastic, according to everybody, but we have a machloikas, whether mekalkul behavora is chayiv or not. Amar Rav, the shita in Ois Yudal, it says not Yoichanan here, but the word is Yirmiya. Amar Rav Yirmiya, ad kan loin is galsa tamish alachazu. Until Rabbi Yoichanan came along and told us that speaking about a blacksmith, we didn't understand the reason for this halacha, why there would be a machloikis that one tana would say you're only chayv one chatas, the other one would say two chatois. We couldn't figure out what case it could be speaking about. Then Rabbi Yochanan told us speaking about a blacksmith, and now we understand that the machloikis is totally whether mekalkul bavor is chayv or potter, and therefore whether you're chayv two chatois or just one. Continues the Gemara, Ami Bar Avin, Rav Chanina Bar Avin, Damri Tavayu, they both said another explanation in the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. As we turn to Daf Chof Amud Beis, Kigoin Shenischavin Lechabois Ulahaver, he did have kavana to do both kibui and havora. So what is the machlokes? The Tanakhama Savlek Rabbi Yosi, the Amr Havora Lelav Yotzes. Rabbi Yosi Shita in Masechta Shabbos is when the pasuk says a special prohibition of loy sevaru eish b'chol moishver seichem b'yom Shabbos, that you should not burn any fire in any of your dwellings on Shabbos. The question is, why did the Torah single out the avera, the malacha of havora, over all of the other 38 malachos? And on this we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yosi says havora lelav yotzes. The reason havora was taken out of all the other 39 malachos, which were not enumerated, is because havora is different than the other ones. Havora is not chayiv koras b'mezid or skila. Rather, the most that one could receive for kindling a fire on Shabbos is lav, a lo sase. A chi of chatas can only come about if b'mezid there's a chi of kores. Here, b'mezid, one is only over a lav. One does not receive kores or skila, and therefore b'shogeg there's no chi of chatas. So the Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yosi that havor was singled out because havor is different than all the other 38 av malachas. It's only a lav, and there's no chi of chatas b'shogeg, and therefore he's only chay of a chatas b'shogeg for the extinguishing of the upper coals. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, so like Rabbi Nosson. He holds like Rabbi Nosson. The Omer havora lechalik yotzes. Havora is chayiv koras, is chayiv skila. B'shoigig, there is a chayiv chatas. Why was havora singled out? To divide the malachas. In other words, if someone was over on two malachas in one helim, in one forgetting, for example, that it's Shabbos today, so the question is, do we compare it to eating chalev twice, where one would only be chayiv one time, or do we say it's like having a halama and eating chalev and noiser in one forgetting, where there, since it's two different shemas, two different categories of iser, one would be chayiv b'shoigeg, one would be chayiv two, not one. So we say that havora is lechalek yotzas. Havora is to separate and make each one of the 39 malachas that it is in the category of eating chalev and noiser in one halama. They're different. It's considered like different categories, different shemas, and therefore one would be chayev b'shoigeg two chatois. So therefore, the Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, he doesn't hold like Reb Yossi that Havor l'lav yotzes. He holds like Reb Nosson that Havor is l'chalik yotzes. Just like you're chayav for Havor independently, so too all of the other 38 malachas, if they're done in one helam, you have to bring for each malach that you're over in that one forgetting, you have to bring a separate chattes if it's not mishraig. Therefore, in our case, when he's mechaved el yoinis and he's mavred el tachtoinis, in fact, he has to bring two chatois because he holds like Rav Nosson that havor lechalik yotzes. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, kegoyin shenitzchavin lechabois v'hu varu me'aleyin. It's speaking about a case of eina mischaving. In other words, this is different than what we learned on Amud Aleph, which Rashi said is a case of misasik. Over there, it's speaking about where he did not want to flip over the Elyoinus to become Tachtoinus and be extinguished, and the Tachtoinus to become Elyoinus and become lit. Rather, he wanted to be mechaba everything, and he wanted to shovel it in a way that everything would become extinguished. But what happened, against his will, inadvertently, it got flipped over, and what was on top went to the bottom and was extinguished. What was on the bottom went to the top and was lit. So that's a case of misasek. However, here we're speaking about Eina Mischaven, which means he wanted to do the flipping. He thought that everything would become extinguished. And what happened was the flipping caused that the bottom ones became lit, but he didn't have Kavana for that. He had Kavana to do the action. It wasn't inadvertent that it became flipped. He planned on it becoming flipped, and it became flipped. But he didn't have kavana that the bottom one should rise to the top and become lit. They became lit by themselves. So that's Eina Mischaven. Tana Kama Sova L'Kareb Shimon. The Tana Kama Ozai Kareb Shimon Dover Dover Shein Mischaven is Potter. Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik Sova L'Kareb Yehudi Ozai Kareb Yehuda Dover Dover Shein Mischaven Chayiv. That on Shabbos, if you do one action, and as a result another action comes about which you didn't have intention for, so the din is you're chayiv for that second action. Davar she'eina mischaven is chayiv, and that's why you will be chayiv here not only for extinguishing the top ones, but for lighting the bottom ones, even though you didn't have intention for that, because he holds like Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik holds like Reb Yehuda that davar she'eina mischaven in Shabbos is chayiv. Tana Kama will hold like Reb Shimon that a davar she'eina mischaven is potter.
Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned in a braisa, ha-choyte g'cholam b'Shabbos, if someone shovels coals on Shabbos, l'hischam mein bohem, he puts them in another area in order to warm himself up next to them. For his purposes, it's not necessary for the coals to ignite into fire. He'll get warmed with the coals that are smoldering without it turning into fire. And what happened? And on their own, they lit up. So Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa chayev, Tani Yiddich Potter, and we learned in another brisa it's Potter. And now the Gemara explains the machlokes between these two brises. Chada Sani Chayev, the brisa that said that he's chayev in such a case, Kasover is of the opinion that malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa chayev aleh. That if one does a malacha not for its intended purpose, you're still chayev. In other words, as Rashi explains, it is definitely considered that he had kavana to have these coals light up because he knows that by moving the coals from the pile and putting them elsewhere, the coals are going to get lit up. So this is not a case of Eina Mischaven. This is a psik resha. If a person does one act and from that act another act is inevitable, it must result, that's called psik resha. Just like if someone cuts off the head of a chicken, v'lo yamas, and the chicken will not die. Can one say, oh, I only had intention to cut off the head and not to kill the chicken? Of course, the chicken will die. So the same thing here, by moving the coals from the pile to a separate area, it's a psik resha that it's going to ignite and that it will light up, and therefore it's considered that he had kavana for that. However, it is a case of malacha she'en shvicha l'gufa. Malacha she'en shvicha l'gufa is, for example, if somebody carries from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, not that he wants this object to be in the Rishus HaYochid. That is the malacha voitzah.
carrying out from the private property into the public property. Rather, here it has, let's say, an offensive smell, and he doesn't want it in the Rishus HaYachid. So he's putting it into the Rishus HaRabim. Not that it should be in the Rishus HaRabim, that he needs it in Rishus HaRabim. He just doesn't need it here in the Rishus HaYachid. He wants it out of the Rishus HaYachid. That's considered a Malach HaVaitzah, not for the purpose for which it was used in the Mishkan. And the question is Malach Shein Shuchel Gufa Chayiv or not? Tanakama holds, the first Brisa holds Chayiv Olev. V'hadet Tanah Potter, the one who holds Potter, Savar, Malach Shein Shuchel Gufa, Potter Olev. Ein Echanami, it's a psik reish, it's considered like he had Kavona, that it should light up. But since he doesn't need it to be lit up, because it's enough if it is smoldering, he'll get warm from that as well. So therefore, when he has it lit up, it's not for the purpose that he needs it for. For his purpose, it's enough if it's smoldering. So the Malach of Havara is not for the intended purpose that something burns and is lit up. And this Mandi Omer holds, Potter Allah, that a Malach that's not done for its intended purpose, even if he had Kavana, even if it's a psikresh, it's considered like he had Kavana, but he'll be Potter. That's the reason of the second price that says that in this case, you are Potter. For all those who have finished this Perek, Hadron Allah Sofik Ochol Chelev, Hadron Allah Sofik Ochol Chelev, Hadron Allah Sofik Ochol Chelev.